Hey there, fam. Welcome back to Beautifully. I'm G Sunny. I'm going to be taking lots of deep breaths throughout the episode today. I come to you with a cold. Luckily, we are doing this digitally, so I cannot send you any of my germs. But I almost sat this one out today. The past few days, I've been nursing this cough, a lot of phlegm in my lungs. I won't get into the nitty-gritty of it and gross you out, but I really did almost sit this one out today. But the message and the potential impact of this message, I think, really deserves me to show up and for me to be committed and show devotion to why I'm here and to all of you listening. So welcome back. I am so excited and thankful that you are sharing your life with me today, sharing in this space and co-creating your life from a place of love, a place of hope and opportunity and magic. And today I wanted to share with you a message that I received recently. For those of you that don't know what a download is a message from the other side, other dimensions, your spirit guides, from source, from God, however you'd like to perceive it. But a download is a message that you receive from something beyond. And this particular download I received was one that I received after probably a really long hiatus of receiving messages like this. I believe I was driving to work, not coming back from work because the sun was actually still out. It was a beautiful, gorgeous day. I was blasting music, probably bopping my head up and down, really getting to the lyrics. And I had this message hit me almost out of nowhere. In fact, I don't think I was consciously aware of any particular thought, just really in the music. And the message was about trust. You see, over the past few years, I have had a very strong internal struggle with self-trust. Because I've had this struggle with self-trust, it's reflected outward, projected out into my world in not being able to trust anyone or anything. And it could be anything from like the small and mundane to parking my car and constantly, you know, pivoting my head. Is that the right phrase? Constantly turning my head back to look at my car, wondering if someone was going to crash into it or accidentally ding it or key it. It's something small like that to something huge, like not trusting my friends to be true or honest. So it's been this internal struggle, and I know that it's been a struggle. I knew that it was a struggle. But I never really brought it to the forefront of my mind. I didn't think it was necessary. I didn't think it was something that required my inner work, my attention. It's been this inner struggle. And the message that I received recently in my car as I was bopping my head to music was that I struggled to trust God and the universe. Because this physical body that my spirit is riding, enjoying this life journey in, has had many, many years of conditioning of not being able to trust. And in hindsight, when I think about this concept of self-trust and why I was led and guided to really work through, I'm still working through it, but to start working through this concept of self-trust, I have to set the stage for you, because a couple of months ago, I experienced something that really did rattle me a little bit. You see, a couple of months ago, for those of you that don't know, I was in Peru at a retreat. And after each plant ceremony, there was this one particular gentleman that would come back with visions and messages, and he would share, not just with me, but with everyone, that he and I were soulmates, that we were supposed to be together, that he needed to be patient with me or gentle with me until I received the message and I heard it or believed it. And he was sharing all of these things, and it felt like it came from the heart. And I know sometimes it's really hard to disentangle the heart from the ego. And I could tell how earnest he was as he was sharing these messages and how much he believed it to his core, how he and I were supposed to be together. Whenever he shared these messages with me, I would listen. I didn't fight back. I didn't argue back. I didn't contest. I just gave him his space to do his processing because we all have the stuff that we need to process inside. But every time he shared with us, every ceremony, he kept bringing back these messages and visions of how he and I are supposed to be soulmates and share all of these messages that just didn't resonate. Every time I would hear it, instead of getting angry that he was trying to put his story onto me, I felt a deep sense of sadness. And I felt this deep sense of sadness because I had been there too. There was a time in my life where I thought I was going through a twin flame experience. And for those of you that don't know what a twin flame experience is, it's this concept, this idea that a soul comes into this earth but splits into two bodies. And so going through that experience for me was excruciating and heartbreaking because what I experienced to be true wasn't reflected back. I couldn't fathom, I couldn't understand how I was experiencing something so profound that the other person wasn't experiencing it either. And so from experience, I knew what that was like, that sense of confusion, loneliness, and it just filled my heart with sadness every time, every ceremony, this guy would come back and share these messages of how he and I were supposed to be together, and it made me extremely sad. But that experience really solidified something for me. Just because something I experience is real doesn't mean that it's got to be real for anyone else. And I just have to trust the universe and surrender to the universe and understanding that every experience is true, it's real. I might just not understand why that experience had to happen. And so, having solidified this understanding through the experience at the retreat that my truth is truth and that your truth is your truth, it doesn't negate either one, that every single one of us has a truth that we can learn to trust. It really made me wonder how my life experiences have shaped me to be who I am today, how I struggle with this thing called trust, how I could have allowed my past experiences to distort the way that I see myself, distorting this ability to trust myself. And so I guess at this point in time, I would like to go further back in time and set an even greater context for you in terms of where this lack of self-trust started. As a little girl, I grew up having a type of relationship with my dad where it was extremely strained and conflicted. Ambivalence was definitely prevalent at its very best. And I couldn't trust anyone or anything because or as a result of my relationship with my dad. I remember being 12 or 13 and I started working really early because I'm that type of person, really high achiever. And I grew up in a family where, you know, we didn't really do a lot of extravagant things. We didn't go on vacations because it was almost as if we lived with a single parent. And my mom was the one that was constantly out working 12, 16-hour days, making money, enough money to bring food to the table, keep a roof over our heads, but also had to go from job to job, being persecuted and assaulted by loan sharks that demanded her to pay off her husband's debts. And so at the age, the tender age of 12, 13, I started working. And I remember my dad coming to me and asking me for money. And it was the worst feeling ever to have that type of being on the edge of your seat, constantly worrying whether I would have to be in that state where I felt helpless and extremely saddened by the state that I found my father figure in. And he would come to me and ask me for hundreds of dollars at a time because he was struggling. And for those of you that don't know the story, he had a gambling addiction. I'm going to call it an addiction. I don't know if in his heart at this point in time believes it was an addiction, or if he still truly does believe that his life purpose is to be a poker player, a professional poker player. But I just remember having that kind of life. And before, I mean, that first moment when he came to ask me for money was a moment that just completely shattered my heart. But before then, it was constantly being in the ring, taking the fists, the punches, getting bruised over and over again, with the constant story of never being able to trust in what I was told, because he would make all of these promises and constantly break those promises. And so I've grown up knowing nothing more than a string of empty, broken promises. And I really didn't know or consciously choose to know that that played such a huge part in my ability to trust in others. And it became so prevalent and so strong and it took a hold on me. It became so infectious, this inability to trust, that it eventually distorted my ability to trust myself. And so for the past 5 years or so, right? Am I doing the math right? 2018. So since 2018, 2019, I have slowly, my spirit has slowly started to bring this to my attention, to the forefront. But I always suppressed it. I repressed it. I pushed it down. I didn't want to take a look at it because I didn't think it was important. And it wasn't until a few weeks ago when I was bopping my head up and down to the music playing in my car that I had this gut-wrenching download that I've come to the point in my life where I don't even trust God or Source, the universe, because this physical vessel that I'm riding has had so many years of conditioning, of broken promises, a string of empty promises that were never kept. And I didn't realize how much of an impact that made on the little girl inside, that purest part of me. And it got me thinking, if I can't trust myself, and this is how the past conditioning has been showing up, that it's distorted the way that I look at myself, that I can't even trust myself. I've internalized my life experience. I wonder how many times that little girl has tried to reach out to someone to prove to her that it's safe to trust. But because my physical body, this vessel that I am enjoying experiencing this life in, has had this experience in the past of being heartbroken over and over again, taking the punches, I found myself in life not being able to trust. And eventually, because I didn't work it through, it just sat in my energy field. And you know what happens when water gets stagnant? It becomes very toxic. And so this thing became extremely toxic and eventually worked its way inside and distorted my ability to trust myself. So for a few years, I would get all of these downloads, these messages, you know, to the point where I'd be out of the shower and I'm getting ready for work and I'm looking in the mirror, putting on my mascara, and I would literally feel this feeling, for lack of a better phrase or a term, it felt like someone punched me in the gut. But that punch in the gut came with a message, and a message that I know isn't something that my mind derived. It was a download. But I would get these downloads that were physiologically inducing symptoms. It was showing up in a way in my body that I couldn't ignore, and yet I dismissed them. So for the past few years, I would get these messages, these downloads of, you know, how to pivot my life or what to do or to stop chasing or pursuing. But I just never listened, and I forced my way, I willed my way through life for a few years, completely bypassing the lessons that I needed to learn and repeating cycles over and over and over again. And it is a maddening process to go through the same cycles over and over again, like Groundhog Day. Maybe a few details are changed here and there, but the message is the same. And the message has always been to trust myself, to allow myself to trust Source and the universe, and to go with what my heart, what my spirit is guiding me to do. And you know, I think I received this download a few weeks ago because I allowed myself to do that, just that. When I sat in meditation and I was told that Jisun must die, I didn't know what it meant, but a few days later, when I felt this desire to do research on plant medicine and ayahuasca, I did it, and quote unquote, impulsively booked my flight out to Peru. I think because I stepped up and I committed and I showed the universe that it can trust me, the universe sent me that message again, but in a gentle way, and gave me that download in that car and said, you need to look at this thing called self-trust. Because the way that you've experienced life as a little girl has distorted the way you are able to perceive yourself in that light. So my question for you today is, what is your relationship to yourself and your ability to trust your heart, your ability to trust in your intuition and what your spirit is telling you to do next? How willing are you to be devoted to this process so that you can ride out the waves of fear that come and go? How willing are you to lean into courage and to be bold and to do or to doing what your spirit is asking of you? And it really doesn't have to be a leap off a big cliff. It reminds me of I don't remember which year it was, but I think it was like 2 years ago or so when I was back in Hawaii. We were in Maui. I've never gone cliff jumping, and it's something that I've always wanted to do. And the opportunity availed itself. And I remember I pompously, confidently climbed my way up this cliff. There was this huge rock. I call it a rock, but it's a boulder, huge boulder. And everyone was, not everyone, but a lot of people were doing these cliff jumps off that boulder. So I climbed up to the top, not thinking I was going to experience any kind of fear, maybe some adrenaline, and maybe some excitement. I didn't think that I had to deal with my fear of heights because I had dealt with it in Switzerland and I thought I had gotten over it. But there I was on this boulder, a few hundred feet up in the air, and about to leap off this cliff. And when it was my turn to do that, I froze. I remember freezing at the top, looking down at what looked like such a long distance down to hitting the water, going, I don't know why I can't move. And there is nothing that I could consciously tell myself to will myself to just jump off. In fact, I stood there for minutes, watching other people jump, letting other people go before me. And there was this one lady that did it once, came back up and did it a second time, came back up a third time and looked at me and said, let's do it together, because she noticed that I was standing there for a while. And I gave in. I said, okay, let's do it together. She said, we'll hold hands and we'll just count down to three, or count down from three, and we'll jump together. And I thought that was such a good idea. And then I remember kind of stepping forward about to do the countdown, and I realized, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to jump, and I'm going to be holding her hand and she's going to jump, and that is going to be a huge, huge catastrophe on our hands. So before we could even start counting down, I had to let go of her hand and I said, I can't do it, you go. It wasn't until I finally, finally stood on that cliff and I looked down and I said, you know what? I either do this now or I have to climb back down and know that I didn't do it. And I will have to live with that question of what if for the rest of my life. And I said, you know what? If a couple of years ago I went to bed saying it's okay if I don't wake up, and I was okay with that, and I'm saying and I know in my heart I'm not afraid of death, then I should be able to do this. And I literally just held my breath. I didn't even take a deep breath in. I just held my breath and I leaned forward. I couldn't even jump. I just leaned. And I jumped. And I remember just being mid-air thinking, why aren't I landing? Did I die already? And then as soon as I opened my eyes, I hit the water. Trusting in yourself, showing the universe that you can trust it or trust God or Source, isn't about taking a huge leap. It can be something as little, as small, as creating a plan of devotion, an act of devotion, committing yourself to showing the universe that you're ready. So when you think about how you've been feeling stuck, or when you think about something that hasn't materialized in your life, I want you to think to yourself that maybe, just maybe, you've closed yourself off to receiving the thing that you want. And a really simple act of opening your hands again, a really simple act of showing the universe that you are trusting the universe, that the universe can trust you, is to do something small, one little thing that you can do in your day as an act of devotion to yourself, to this process and journey of self-love and self-transformation of growth. I hope that was helpful for you. I hope that inspired something wonderful. If you have any questions, please feel free to let me know. You can reach me at gsun@bodifully.com. Thank you for riding out this wave, this episode with me, even with all of the congestion and the phlegm and all the deep breathing. I really do hope that this message finds you in a really awesome place where you're feeling free and loved and just amazing to be alive at this time. Aloha fam, I will see you guys on the other side.